Hey there, welcome to Flash Friday. This is just a little quick tip or motivation to get you inspired. Something just really quick and easy to listen to on a Friday to get you ready to go and finish your week strong. So stay tuned and listen to what we have today. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. I got this question this week, and it was a good question, and I want to come and answer it here. Okay, so the question was, they reached out and they said, "Hi, Stacey, I'm looking at possibly getting one of your programs, but here's the problem. I have $15,000 like to spend on my business, to invest in my business, and I need to make $100,000 this year. First of all, is that even possible? Can I have $15,000 and invest $15,000? And be able to make $100,000 this year? And if so, then what should I spend it on?" Okay. I love this question so much. Okay. But here's what I want to say. First of all, I need to know the why. And the why is because she needs to make $100,000. My question is, why do you need to make $100,000? Is it because you made $100,000 in, maybe you make $100,000 in your current 9-to-5 and she's trying to replace that income? Okay, so if that's the case, understand that you're actually going to need to make even more than $100,000 because you're going to have expenses, okay? This is where I think people, they forget when you're trying to replace your 9-to-5 income or maybe the income of another business, whatever you have, maybe you have a network marketing company, etc., there are going to be business expenses. So if she needs to profit $100,000 or if she needs to put $100,000 in her bank account, then she may need to make $200,000 or whatever that is. I mean, think about it. If your business made $200,000 this year and you profited $100,000, 50% profit margin, that's actually pretty amazing in some businesses. So I want to make sure that we even have the right number we actually need. That's step number one, okay? Is $100,000 even good enough? Number two, $15,000 is not as much money as you think it is, okay? And not in business, you guys, not in business. Understand that, yes, 15K can go very quickly, very, very, very quickly. Now, I just want you to understand that because you're gonna have this shiny object syndrome of, I need to buy this course, I need to hire this coach, I need to invest in this software, and I need that software, and this software told me to get this software because it integrates, and then all of a sudden, I want you to understand that the shiny object syndrome is so real, and you will just start to go down a rabbit hole of what you think you need. So all I wanna say is just slow down, okay? Really make sure that you're getting good guidance on what you're buying. I mean, these days, you guys, I don't buy much without getting a recommendation or a referral from somebody, okay? I need to know that you love whatever it is you're loving and this person has credibility and I know like, okay, this is going to be that thing, okay? So first, do your due diligence on what you're doing. Second, at one point she was kind of debating between two of my programs. One is $2,500 and one is a $20,000 plus investment, okay? Now, do the math. She only has $15,000. Well, obviously she can't afford the $20,000. Now, some coaches would be like, but listen, the $20,000 one is gonna get you there and we're gonna help you and you can find an extra $5,000. I actually would say, don't go find the extra $5,000. Don't invest in it because you're never going to find a program where it's everything you've ever needed and you're never going to need to buy something else. I get that question a lot. They're like, if I buy your program, is this all I'm going to need or are you going to tell me I have to go invest in other things? You guys, you're never going to buy one thing and it be the only thing you ever need in your business ever again. That is the silliest thing I've ever heard. And if somebody is promising you that in their online course or whatever it is they're you're hiring, you're buying, they are lying to you because they want your money, okay? There are going to be a million things you need to invest in. You might have to hire a good copywriter. Maybe that's one of your strengths, so you don't have to. Okay, great, you don't have to do that. Maybe you need to hire Facebook ads. Maybe you don't know how to do Facebook ads and you're gonna wanna run Facebook ads. You either are going to have to, you know, you have to pay for ad spend, but then do you have to hire somebody to help you do that? Okay, that's another thing. Maybe you have no idea how to do the marketing in your business. Maybe you have to hire out marketing. There are so many things you might still need to use that with that money. Again, we're doing these things because we're hearing, oh, she has a copywriter, she has a Facebook ads, she has a this, she has a that. I'm gonna get those things too. Unfortunately, you might not be in the same space or place as the person you're trying to model, okay? And this is where I think strategy is so incredibly important. And I think you need strategy in a place where you're actually going to be able to get feedback. I didn't know that you could find coaches online. I didn't know that there were people that were still working in small group settings. I was buying gigantic, not expensive, but just, they, I mean, 1,000 to 2,000, they were pricier. But I was with 1,000 people and I was never getting coaches feedback. And I think at the beginning of your business, especially if you're going, I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing or how I'm going to make 100,000, but I need to make it happen. You're going to want to find somebody that you want to model, okay? You want to model what they're doing, and you want to find somebody who's already been there and done that and is doing what you want to do, okay? So you've got to make sure that you are doing your due diligence, you are figuring out what it is you want your end goal to look like, and then you're finding somebody who's already done it, okay? We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.